So I was thinking last night that you speak a lot. You probably speak 20 languages and don't know it. 10 to 20 languages. I'll give you an example. Everything's a language, like English. I speak English, creation code, body language, mathematics is a language, PHP, SQL. I got a little bit of Spanish under my belt. Bible prophecy is its own language. Electricians speak a language. Plumbers, estimators, truss design, automotive is its own language. Air conditioning tools, abstract stuff, allegorical stuff, symbolic stuff, metaphorical stuff, spiritual stuff, business stuff, natural versus spiritual, parables, holographic understanding. If you can start to think holographically, you pretty much see all the language. And it's all the same truth everywhere. Once you see the holographic language hidden in plain view, you see it all. So everything's a language. Everything is a language. And the reason that everything is a language, because everything is a word. And what is a word? It points back to something else. Jesus is the word. That's why they say word up. They don't say word down, they say word up. When somebody is using slang, they say word up. They don't say word down, they say word up. Word up. I kind of forgot just now I was doing a recording because I got so many things going on. Too many irons in the fire right now. So whatever your industry is in, that's another language. Whatever you can do and do well, that's another language. You know, some people, you know, if you really learn PHP, Python, and C++, and all these different computer languages, you find out they're the same behind the scene. It's an archetype. They all have the same basic functions and data types. No matter which language you look at, you got integers, you got strings, you got characters. And you got functions. They're all the same because it's an archetype. That's why when you look at all these different kinds of birds out there, it's still a bird. It's an archetype. When you look at all the different kind of rocks, they're still rocks. When you look at all the different kind of trees, they're still trees. When you look at all the different kind of cars, they're still cars because that's the archetype. How many cars have five wheels? None that I know of. How many have three? Some, but the archetype is four wheels. Welcome to Wendy's. The overarching pattern with trees, with cars, with cats, with buildings, there's an overarching pattern. You know it's a building because it's shaped like a building. What's the shape of a building? It's like a cube. But even then, there's an overarching pattern behind all that. In other words, each car has a pattern, overarching pattern. Each building, each person, each cat, each dog, each industry. But there's an overarching pattern above that, and that's what I call the creation code. And what is it? What is it? I've told you before. The overarching pattern of all the stuff that you see, the overarching pattern of all things, and it took me a long time to decode it, and it's really not that hard once you get there. It's not as hard as it seems. The overarching pattern is cut, turn, union, and flow. That's even true in your biology. If you listen to a doctor, the doctor's long enough, you'll find out it's just cut, turn, union, flow. You're inside your cells and the basic stuff that everything's made of works with splitting off or cutting off from something else, moving and turning, spiraling, and then in union with something else. Cut, turn, union, flow. That's the basic setup of everything. Doesn't matter if it's biology, doesn't matter if it's your car, doesn't matter if it's your business. You're just cutting, like spreadsheets and stuff like that, even computers. You're just cutting something into pieces, turn it into something else, and bring it back together. That's everything. That's how life is. Life is so simple down here. Cut it into parts, whatever it is. Turn it over in your mind. If it's an object, put it on a turning machine. And bring it back together. How do you bring it back together? You might have to heat it and cool it and all that stuff, but it's pretty much basically union. And then you can be flowing. Your blood vessels flow, but inside those are cutting and turning. And union is going on all the time. Cut, turn, union is happening everywhere all the time. So that you can flow. So that your mind can flow. So that your business can flow. It's cut, turn, union, flow.